Ladies and gentlemen, in this 5 minutes I will talk to you about what might be considered the special problems of the city and of the suburbs. So far as these relate to national policy and therefore do have some significance in this my campaign for election to the United States Senate as your representative from the state of Minnesota. I know that these special problems of yours and of mine cannot be permitted to outweigh the great problems of national importance and of international importance. But they're nonetheless problems which we have to deal with along the way. Especially in these times, which have been described as times of a Cold War, it is important, I think, that we try to move and meet the needs of our citizens across the board as we move along. In a period of all-out war, when there's a total challenge, of course, none of us really protest very much if we have to bear an undue burden, if we're called upon to do more than other people do. But as we settle down for what may very well be the long pull, then it is important that we try to maintain this balance and that we ask of all citizens a somewhat equitable contribution. The problems that our cities are facing are problems which result primarily, I suppose, from the growth of population, but also from changing social patterns. And as these changes have come on so very quickly, even prudent men have not been able to make the necessary adjustments. The federal government has taken some steps, at least has tried to make it easier for state and local governments to meet some of these needs. We provided some encouragement and some stimulation. Of course, the fact remains that the basic problem is a local one, and the basic decisions must be made by you here back home and by your municipal and by your state officials. Nonetheless, the federal government does have some responsibility. And I would like to talk about some three or four programs which I think are vitally important and which I hope will be advanced somewhat more noticeably and definitely in the years immediately ahead. There's the question of school aid. Now, I know this immediately raises the question of federal control, but I think the record is quite clear that in those areas, those limited areas in which we have had federal aid, that this financial aid has been given without any undue interference by the federal government whatsoever. And there is a second argument which is important now, namely that as school costs increase, the question of how these costs shall be met becomes increasingly important. And to the extent that the federal tax structure is based somewhat more closely upon ability to pay than our local and state tax program, there is a strong argument for a greater contribution from the federal government. A second area in which action has been taken, but should be taken in somewhat greater measure, is that of municipal planning. And the federal government is proceeding to set up funds to encourage such planning. And we are considering legislation which would make available federal loans for municipal facilities. This would certainly be a help in providing water systems and sewage and other necessary services in the suburbs as well as in the city. And a third area, which of course is important to us in Minnesota, is that of water pollution, especially since we have recently had indicated that the radioactive count in the waters even of the Mississippi River is unusually high. This points out the need for a national program against water pollution of all kinds. And so in these three very specific areas, the federal government has taken some steps, and these must be coordinated with local and with state efforts. Along with these, of course, there are the broad problems of housing and of Social Security and of other programs to meet the changing pattern of American life. Since we have in some measure become a nation of people who really do not own, but who have title to a house and have some claim to a job, but these titles must in some way be assured. This broad direction of social and economic and cultural growth in the United States is one to which all of us must give close and careful attention.